This chazor zeichen nishabach yechaz shuagav from Yehuda Maseches Zvachim daf mem gimel. Zok the Mishnah, the following are things for which a person would not be chayiv karis for when eating them, even though they were brought from a carbon of pickle. They are the following: the kaimitz, k'tayris, levoina, the mincha of a kayin, the mincha of a kayin gadol, dam, nesachim that are brought on their own. This is the view of Reb Meir. The chamzeh, even the nesachim that come along with an animal. Mishnah continues, with regard to the lug of oil of a mitzayir, Reb Shimon says he's not chayiv karis if it's pigle. Reb Meir says he is because the blood of the mitzayir is osher, makes it mutter, and anything that has a matir, either for people or for the mizbeach, would make something chayiv for pigle with karis. The Mishnah continues, with regard to an oila, its blood is a matter for its meat to be offered on the mizbeach and for its oirais to go to the skins to go to the kehanim. Mishnah continues, with regard to a bird oila, its blood is a matter for its meat to be offered on the mizbeach. With regard to a bird chatas, its blood is a matter for its meat to be eaten by the kehanim. With regard to karbanas offered on the inner mizbeach, which are then burned outside, its blood is a matter for the amrim to be offered on the mizbeach. Shimon says, any carbon that's not offered on the outer mizbeach, like a shlomim, would not make someone chayiv for it for pickle. Zakt the Gemara Ula said, if a kaimitz of a mincha that was pigle is then offered on the mizbeach, the pigle status leaves it. If the burning of the kaimitz can make other things into pigle, then the burning of the pigle is certainly effective for itself. The Gemara explains the statement to mean like this: if the kaimitz is not accepted because it's pigle, so how can it cause other things to become pigle? Rather, it must be that it's accepted on the mizbeach. What's Ula teaching? It can't be that he's teaching that one is not chayav for eating the kaimitz of pigle, because that's taught in our Mishnah. It can't be that he's teaching that if it's brought up on the Mizbeach, it's not taken off, because another Mishnah already teaches this halacha. He can't be teaching that even if it was then taken down, we bring it back up, because the Mishnah says that if it was taken down, it's actually not taken back up. So Mar explains that Ula is teaching that in a case where the fire took hold of the kaimitz and the kaimitz was then taken down, it is brought back up. In fact, Mar Ula already says this elsewhere regarding Posel Emerim, that it's only not brought back up if the fire has not yet taken hold of it. But if it did, it's not brought back up. And for the Mar, we would have thought that this only applies to an aver, which was one solid piece, but a kaimitz which falls apart is therefore different. Kamash Malan does not. Rabbi Chayi said, if part of a pigle kaimitz was taken up and the fire took hold of it, we would then bring the rest of it up as well, even the chatchila. Talking about Rabbi Yitzchak, the name of Rabbi Yochanan said, if pigle, noisa, or tamei is brought up onto the mizbeach, the iser is removed from them. Rav Chista asked, is the mizbeach a mikveh? Rav Zeira said, the case is that the fire took hold of them. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna asked, the Braisa says that the acherim learn from the pasuk of tumasay olav, that this refers to the person being tamei rather than the meat being tamei, since it refers to something that from which the tumah can be removed. Now, according to what you just said, the tumah can be removed from meat as well. Rava said the acherim are referring specifically to tumah that can be removed through a mikveh. Furthermore, they don't make any mention of mikveh. And tomorrow, rather, a papa said the acherim say the pasuk is referring to one who ate meat of shlomim, whose meat is not offered on the mizbeach and therefore cannot have its tumah leave. Ravina said the tumasi olav refers to something whose tumah can be removed while the thing is whole. This clearly refers to the person and not the meat. The Bryce that was just quoted above says that we would not know if karis comes for eating from the meat when the meat is tamei or when the person is tamei. Therefore, we have Xerah Shava from one who is tamei and enters the Migdosh, that it's referring to the person who's tamei. Rabbi Yossi says, since Kaddishim in the Pasuk is written in the plural and Tumah is written in the singular, it must refer to the person. Rabbi says the word V'ochal teaches that it refers to the person who is tamei. The pasuk of a tumasei olav refers to the person being tummy rather than the meat, since it refers to something from which the tumah can be removed, like we said before. This is the price that we mentioned before. Rav explained the drasha of Rebbe that says that it's based on v'ochal. Rav explains this drasha by saying that any pasuk not explained by Rav Yitzchak bar Ruvdimi and any brisa not explained by Ze'iri is not considered to be fully explained. He then quoted Rav Yitzchak bar Ruvdimi, who says that the pasuk begins using the Lashon Nekeva, then it switches to Lashon Zachar, and then switches back to Lashon Nekeva. This teaches that the pasuk is discussing where the person is tummy, not where the meat is tummy. The Gemara then quotes the brisa, which caused Rav to say that any brisa not explained by Ze'iri is not considered to be fully explained either.